step out on the road. How much weight, how much? Then it's how long and how far and how many times. Oh,
hello, hello, hello to each and every one of you. Once again, thank you for being with us. I'm not going to talk a whole lot tonight, but I refuse not to be here because I did say I was going to be here. I'm keeping it real. And I thought about most programs. People like to come on Sherry and Alive and Bubbly and like they don't have a care in the world. But that's not true. That's not reality. That's not life. And right now I do have the flu. I am congested. And no, I don't feel great. But I still know I am blessed. That I know. So I just wanted to bring it on and open up this program. It's a support group for caregivers and receivers, which is you and me. Each one of us have been on one end or the other or on both ends. Most of you know me. I'm Laura Dyell, and I wear many, many hats. And I'm very honest, and I believe in just telling you the truth. Even when I give you a reading, which I do channel, I tell it to you exactly as it comes through me. No sugarcoating, no mince meeting. is done honestly and with complete truth. So tonight, I'm letting you know how I feel. And I do hope that you're feeling much, much better. And I'm going to encourage you to talk and share, because I'm not going to be able to do too much tonight. Otherwise, I'm really going to be paying for it later, because I'm very, very congested. And with that, I'm going to bring on my co-host, and my co-host is Shelley. Shelley, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome, Lord Al, and I want to welcome everybody who's tuned in to listen to us. And if you would like to chat with us, give us a call at 646-378-0386 and push number 1. And then you'll be in the host queue, and we can talk to you. And I'm really sorry that you feel so rotten, Lord Al. I mean, it happens to all of us. But
I know.
Our energy is just going to help you to feel better all over the place. That's what we do. We're so very good at it. And tonight, what our topic is that we are going to keep it real, keeping it real. And whatever position you're in, whatever situation is going on in your world and in your home or in your life that you have to deal with every day and try and make decisions and try and handle to the best of your ability, put yourself in the other person's shoes and keep it real, because that's all any of us can do. We're not perfect. Nobody was put on this earth to be perfect. But we certainly give it our best shot. And the bottom line is that failure isn't an option. That's got to be your motto. And every day, even though you're stressed out and you're burnt out and you feel like the world's coming to an end, remember that failure is not an option. If the best you can do is keep the person that you're taking care of or looking after clean, comfortable, and free of pain, you've hit it. They obviously are not going to be happy because they need help, but that someday we're going to be in their shoes and think about how you would feel as you're going through your daily chores or daily life, trying to do what you have to do to give this person quality of life, or these people quality of life. And that's really, really, really what we're trying to come up with, is a way to help people to feel that they are still productive and still needed. Everybody needs to feel needed. And these are just the small things, the little things that just mean so much, because we don't want to feel like we're thrown away, and that's just what we have to strive to do as caregivers, is make sure people, our loved one or the person that we're taking care of, feels that they haven't been replaced, or that their life is not significant. That's a very bad feeling. So that's my little tidbit.
Well, you know, being a caregiver doesn't have an age limit, because today my grandson, he's 8 years old, and he was taking care of me. He was bringing me water and tissues and, you know, mm-hmm. put a blanket over me. Said, Grandma, lay down.
Isn't that cute? Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
8 years old, and he's already a caregiver.
Yep, and we're all, you know, nurturing is part of who we are. Unless you've got the coldest heart in the world. I mean, come on. Because it's going to come back at you. Whatever you put out will come back at you tenfold. So, yes, even at 8 years old, we can be caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's this little heart that he has that kind of compassion and that kind
mm-hmm.
of love for Grandma. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, he doesn't even like watching the news. He's like, Mom, Grandma, why do people have to be so mean? Why are they hurting each other? Why are they killing each other? And sometimes I have to turn away from the news, because he just can't, you know, stand people treating each other mean.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, and I tell him, hon, that's how life is. People are like that. He said, but they don't have to be. And, you know,
no,
when you think about it,
true.
They really don't have to be.
No.
They really
no.
don't. You know. But
nope.
you can't explain why other people do what they do.
No. Right down
you know?
To all the awful things with that people are doing online with to hurt others and cause them to take their own lives. That,
yeah.
That to me
yeah.
has got to be the worst, the absolute worst possible kind
but
of thing.
People tend to gravitate toward things that are negative. Now, what we're
yeah.
doing right here is a support group. It's extremely positive. It's to help build you up and help to support you when you don't have support or if you need extra support. And it's slowly, you know, like coming along. It's not going viral. Now, I know that if I did something absolutely crazy, it would go viral. It
yeah.
would go viral. And
oh, yeah.
so, you know, my question is, why can't this go viral? You know, this is from the heart, full of love, and it's to support you to do your
it's
very, very best.
It's not exciting, and people
yeah.
don't want to. They gravitate to anything that's exciting. It just, you know, out of the ordinary, exciting. But taking care of someone in the home, I mean, that is something they don't want to hear about. They don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
Because they'd rather, it's easier to close their minds and not think that it's really happening until it hits them.
But if you can talk about what's going on with you, you can release it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to guarantee miracles, but we can let you just feel like a human being, because after a while you do feel like a that you are a non-person. You get into that
mm-hmm.
routine of caring and dealing with the agencies and dealing with everyone to the point where you stand up and you say, oh, my God, what happened to me? Where am I in all this? And then you feel guilty. Oh, I shouldn't feel that way. No, this is, you know, this too shall pass, and I need to be much more positive. But it's not always that simple.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are some phone lines on the in the switchboard. So, again, if you hit one, then I will know that you would like to say something or share your feelings. So I'm going
or
to ask you to hit one. Yeah.
Just hit
or
one.
Or something that you've been through or something that you know someone else has been through. And it doesn't
right.
have to be now, and it could have happened before. But I'm
right.
sure that someone out there will be able to relate to it.
Yep.
So, because if we don't have a lot of sharing tonight, we're going to end early because I am under the weather. And Shelly?
Yes.
I know, you're not under the weather, but
yeah.
I know that.
Under the gun.
Under
the gun's a good one.
Okay, under the gun.
Yep.
Under the gun, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're here for you. That's what it's all about. And unless we know what to zoom in on and get the conversation going, it's very difficult. Lord Ayala and I can only think of so many things that might help you or might be of assistance and help you to put a smile on your face or some joy in your heart. And because without hope, without joy, without laughter, life really gets to be a bummer. And so we have to try and find that spark that will get you up and rolling again so that it doesn't seem so bleak.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Makes sense to me. I mean, but then again, what do I know? Just an old lady trying to take care of another old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mercy.
It's good you can laugh about it, though.
Oh, you have to. If not, because if you cry, all you do is get a headache. So,
mm-hmm.
What a waste of energy, you know? Drive you nuts. But I want people to know that we do meet, normally we meet on the first Tuesday of every month for the support group here on Blog Talk. Excuse me, but we had, because tomorrow night there's a conflict of interest, we had to move it up to Monday night. That's why we're here. It's very unusual. But we do come to you and do readings on the first Tuesday. How does that work? If we're here on
the second Tuesday. Tomorrow would have been the second. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, so second Tuesday is the support group. First Tuesday is when we get together and Lord Ayala and I do readings for people. We answer your questions and get you rocking and rolling because that's what we do. That's just who we are. And we've been doing that for 105 years, so why not? So that's where we're at with the first Tuesday, and the second Tuesday is the support group. But we've got to get it rocking and rolling where people are looking forward to it and want to come on. And you're not complaining. Do not think that you're going to go on the radio and complain or that somebody's going to point a finger and say, oh, how can you say that? What is wrong with you? Where is your heart? No, sometimes you get angry. Sometimes you get angry. Sometimes you just want to throw in the towel and say, all right, you want to be that way? Fine. Knock yourself out. If you choose to be miserable, that is your choice. But, and that's okay. You have to be able to talk about it, see it objectively, and then remember that tomorrow's another day. The sun will come up. Unless, of course, it's overcast and it's going to rain, and that's a bummer, too.
Yeah.
Well, you do not sound good. You really need to.
That was just don't make me laugh.
Yeah. You know, you need some good old-fashioned Indian tea. Boil some water and put equal amounts of ginger and honey in it. Stir it up and drink it down. Boiling water.
Mm.
And believe it or not, that's good old-fashioned Indian tea, and that will break up your congestion.
Mm.
Now, if you really want to get wild and woolly, throw a little whiskey in it, and then you really be feeling it. That's kind of like a homemade NyQuil.
Oh, I know what it is. Mm-hmm. It would sure knock me out.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Nah, you will not know what hit you.
Okay, well, unless anyone else wants to share tonight, we're going to cut this really, really short. So unless I see a hand going up, going once, going twice. And all I got to do is hit one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll put them in the host queue.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, I believe we kept it real tonight. You know what's going on with us, and you know we come to you from our hearts. And we're telling you like it is.
Yeah, and we're calling all angels. And even the little devils that crop up occasionally. No problem. Because that keeps it real.
So each and everyone, have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. It's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. So
yes.
Make sure you put on that lotion and stay out of the sun as much as possible. And drink plenty of water to hydrate yourself.
That's right. So take care, and we will see you then. We will chat with you then on the first Tuesday of next month, same time, same station, same phone number, or the second Tuesday if you're coming to the support group, or both. We would love to have you on both nights. So until then, we will hope that the rest of your month goes much easier than it has, and that we've made a difference. If we can touch a life and make a difference, then we've done something. We've had a good day. That's
amen.
That's really what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So
good night.
Take care. Good night.